Welcome to Transformed by Truth, the podcast designed to foster personal growth for Christian women. Get ready to be challenged, inspired, and empowered with practical tips, engaging stories, effective strategies, and insightful teachings to unlock your potential. I'm your host, Deborah Stonnell. Join me as we renew, refresh, and relax into the women God created us to be. Welcome, beautiful souls. Today we're diving into a topic that's simple in concept but profound in practice: the power of change. So let's start with a fundamental truth. If you want something different out of life, if you want things to change, you're going to have to do something different. Now you might be thinking, well, that's obvious, but hold on a second. How many of us are actually living by this principle? Are you? Take a moment to reflect on your life right now. Have you been wishing, hoping, maybe even praying for things to be different? Yeah, that might be a great start, but here's the million-dollar question. What have you actually done about it? What concrete steps have you taken that are different from your usual routine? You see, it's easy to fall into the trap of passive wishing. We often convince ourselves that if we want something badly enough, it'll somehow magically happen. But life doesn't work that way, does it? Change doesn't come to those who wait, it comes to those who initiate. So let's be clear. Life isn't a spectator sport. You can't just sit on the sidelines and expect things to magically improve. It's time to take the reins and make some decisive moves. Your life is yours to live and, more importantly, yours to shape. Remember this mantra. This is my mantra. I love saying this. Nothing changes if nothing changes. And it really is as simple as that. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a fundamental law of the universe. If you keep doing the same things, thinking the same thoughts, and making the same choices, how can you expect different results? So I challenge you today to step out of your comfort zone. Try something new, something different. It doesn't have to be earth-shattering. Start small if you need to. Maybe it's taking a different route to work, or striking up a conversation with someone new, or finally signing up for that class that you've been eyeing. That one small step could be the key that unlocks the door to the path you've been yearning for. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. But what if I fail? What if it doesn't work out? Well, let me ask you this. What if it does? What if that small change leads to something amazing? And you know what? Even if it doesn't work out exactly as planned, you'll learn something. You'll grow. And that growth is a change in itself. So here's the deal. If you keep doing the same old things, guess what? You're going to get the same old results. It's basic cause and effect. And Einstein reportedly defined insanity as doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Do you know what? Whether he actually said it or not, the wisdom holds true. So if you're feeling that little nudge, that calling to try something different, then lean into it, embrace it, especially if it scares you a little, because let's face it, that is where the magic happens. Great things await outside of your comfort zone. Think about it. Every major advancement in human history, every personal success story, started with someone deciding to do something different. Go and look at some of the stories of some people who have done amazing things. They stepped out, they took risks, they embraced change. Now, I'm not saying that you need to change the world overnight, but you can start changing your world today. It begins with a decision, followed by action. As it says in Hebrews 11 and 8, faith motivated Abraham to obey God's call and leave the familiar. Sometimes we need to leave the familiar behind to discover something extraordinary. This isn't just some words written in the Bible. It's a universal truth. Growth and comfort rarely coexist. So here's my challenge to you today. Identify one area of your life where you've been craving change. It could be your career, your relationships, your health, or your personal growth. Now think of one thing, just one thing, that you could do differently in that area. It doesn't have to be big. Remember, we're not looking for a complete life overhaul here. We're just looking for that first step. Yeah? So, have you got that one thing in mind? Good. Now, here's the crucial part. Commit to doing it. Not tomorrow, not next week, but today. As soon as this podcast ends, take that step, make that change. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Your journey to a different life, the life you've been dreaming of, starts with this one change. So as we wrap up, I want you to remember this. You have the power to shape your life. You're not a passive observer in your own story. You're the author, you're the protagonist, you're the director. It's time to write a new chapter. So what will you do differently today? How will you embrace change? The power is in your hands. Until next time, this is me reminding you that change starts with you. Take that step, embrace the difference, and watch your world transform. Thanks for listening, and here's to your journey of change.